That's like asking how sweet is a mango. You know, how sweet was the mango that, you know, from the tree that Lord Chaitanya, you know, that had no skins, had no pit, you know? If you've never tasted ripe jackfruit, then if someone tries to describe to you what a jackfruit tastes like, you know, someone can say it tastes similar to Wrigley's juicy fruit gum. But, you know, it doesn't actually... Tasting is not for explaining. Tasting is for tasting, experiencing. And the way you get the experience is by doing it. The more you do it, the more Krishna sees that you're actually sincere and serious and steadily determined to get the mercy of his divine descent in the form of Sri Harinam Prabhu. Actually, Harinam Prabhu is an independent person, Abhigya Surat. He knows everything and he is completely independent. No one can force Krishna to come to dance on your tongue in the form of Shudanam. Shudanam is independent. Just like when Ravana abducted Sita Devi. Did he get Sita Devi?
No.
So, who did he get?
Maya
Sita. Chaya Sita, Maya Sita. Then, what happened to Sita? Where did Sita go? She disappeared behind the curtain of Yoga Maya. You know, that's why Mudoyam Nabijananti Yoga Maya Samavritaha. Krishna doesn't have to reveal himself. Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavritaha. He hides himself, or he's protected by Yoga Maya's influence. So therefore, fools like us, you know, mudhas, to whatever extent we're still mudha. That's why Prabhupada very often said, don't be dull-headed. You know, what is mudha? You know, mudha means basically ass, donkey, ass-like person who's carrying around the loads and loads and loads without any profit, carrying around loads and loads of anarthas. That is called Bharavahi. There's two types of devotees, Bharavahi, load-carrying devotees, and Saragrahi. Saragrahi means essence drinking or essence relishing devotees, relishing the essence. So those of us who are still kind of in the mudha mode, to whatever extent, to that extent the holy name remains elusive or remains hidden from our view. Without chanting Shudanam, there's no question of having Shudanam Ruchi. Aparada Guchi, Shudanam Ruchi. So Shudanam Ruchi, why is it that when we say tasting, or how sweet is the holy name, how sweet is the taste or the relish of chanting the holy name, actually, we don't chant the holy name. The holy name chooses by his and her own sweet will to dance on our tongues. When they see our steady determination, just like in the Damodar Lila, when Mother Yashoda was attempting to bind Lord Krishna, you know the story, how she was two fingers too short every time, and she was working so hard, gathering and gathering and gathering ropes and enlisting all of her friends to bring ropes from all the neighbors' houses, and, you know, trying and trying and trying again and again and again, two fingers too short. So what does Sanatana Goswami say about two fingers too short? What is the one finger? There's the first finger. It's the shorter finger. There's the shorter finger and the longer finger. Ultimately, the longer finger is the one that gets the job done. But first thing that comes is the shorter finger, and that represents one's steadfast extra endeavor. That means nishtata bhajan. There's anishtata bhajan, when one is slipping and sliding. And then there's nishtata bhajan. Nishtata bhajan means that, first of all, anya vilasita shunyam, means that there's no ulterior motives involved, that one is actually serious about eliciting the mercy of Krishna, crying out to Krishna, crying out, realizing that without Krishna, we're useless. We have no standing. So we need Krishna's mercy. We need him to appear in our lives in a practical way. It's not enough to go on with our snick snick ram rams, more or less pretending to get it over, our japa and whatnot. Real japa jagya is Nikunja Seva to Radha and Krishna in your private kunja. But you can hardly expect Sri Nam Prabhu, Hari Nam Prabhu, to intimately reveal aspects about himself or themselves, Hare Krishna. If somehow or other we don't convince them that we're really, desirous of serving, that we want to cultivate that selfless, self-giving service attitude of a Brajbasi. If we don't cultivate the selfless, loving service attitude of a Brajbasi, then you can hardly expect Brajendananda and Krishna and Kirtida Putri, Srimati Radharani, to reveal themselves in a very profound way. If at all, Hare Krishna will remain as more or less Lakshmi Narayan Puja, or as Hare meaning Rukmini, and Krishna meaning Vasudev Krishna, or Hare meaning Sita, and Rama meaning Ramchandra, Raghupati Ramchandra, or whatever it may be. But if we want to really experience what Radha Krishna Nam Bhajan is all about, then we have to cultivate that para upakara mood. Para upakara means doing good for others. Selfless service attitude. That, lack of, or that abnegation of the egocentricity, which keeps us from actually making sincere efforts to help others, to bring others forward to meet with Krishna. So what is that para upakara attitude? How is it practically demonstrated in Kali Yuga? It's demonstrated practically and very practically by the endeavor to perform Sankirtan Yajna. Just like the gopis, they would canvas for others to come to meet with Krishna, either by Chitraleka, you know, messages, letters inscribed, you know, with fingernail marks or whatever on leaves, or they would somehow or other pass the message, either verbally or couched in secret messages, to induce other girls to come to meet with Krishna. So that that is Sankirtan. Sankirtan means to somehow or other broadcast Krishna Nam in such a way to induce others to also come into the association of Krishna Nam. If we're not chanting Shuddha Nam, then whatever we say will be the Abbas manifestation of Shabda Brahman. It is not Shabda Brahman, it is Shabda Abbas. Or Namabhas. So Namabhas is not Shuddha Nam. So anyone who, we ourselves will not be tasting Shuddha, we will not be experiencing this Shuddha Nam Ruchi, nor will we be able to generate that Ruchi in others who will hear our chanting. So if we want to do good for others, we actually have to ourselves come to the Shuddha Nam platform. Real good for others, if we actually want to do good for others, then we have to come to the Shuddha Nam platform. Because only Shuddha Nam is Raso Vaisaha, as is Krishna. Namabhas is like the Brahma Jyoti, a tejas, you can say, is the tejas of the sun of the holy name. So if the tejas is coming, you can hardly expect to get much taste from the Brahma Jyoti. The Brahma Jyoti, or the realization of the tejas of Nam, it can help us to get a glimpse of the spiritual platform. It's just like when the sun is beginning to rise, then the sky, the rays are going up into the sky, so it's indirect lighting. It's not direct lighting. The rays of the sun are not directly beating down on your head. And you're not directly seeing the sun. So in a similar way, we're not directly seeing Nam. Without actually experiencing what is Raso Vaisaha, who is Raso Vaisaha, Sri Harinam Prabhu, then you can hardly think that we are tasting very much. But even though it's kind of like a catch-22, right? That means to say that here we are, we're not yet on the platform of chanting. If we're not yet on the platform of chanting Shuddha Nam, then, you know, what recourse do we have but to chant you know, Chayanamabhas. There's Chayanamabhas and Pratibimbanamabhas. Pratibimbanamabhas is the offended name, wherein one is trying to exploit the name for some kind of personal aggrandizement, self-aggrandizement, or whatever it may be. Just like sometimes we see people, they try to make a business of doing kirtan to support their families or whatever. That's an infamous aspect of the Bengali landscape. And you'll see it in Vrindavan also. And probably here in Delhi as well. You know, big bhajaniya. You know, but he's doing it for money, or he's doing it for name and fame, or whatever it may be. So that's Pratibimbanamabhas. The result of that kind of chanting is that one gets bhukti. And bhukti means material sense gratification, either in this life or elevation to Swargalok or whatever, but in any case, it means sangsar, the repeated repetition of birth and death in this material world. It means we have to get a material body which has to, you know, become diseased, grow old, and die. You know, as long as we're on that platform of chanting. Then Chayanamabhas, Pratibimbanamabhas, that can solve our japati problems. You know, that even that can make rain fall and, you know, make grains grow and, you know, to facilitate our bodily requirements, which basically means sense gratification. Raghunath Das Goswami was condemning himself when he would take one dona of buttermilk every other day, that why am I still so attached to sense gratification? You know, so think of how much attached we are to sense gratification when we're, you know, taking up to the neck three times a day prasad. You know, so bhukti by Pratibimbanamabhas, or the offended name, and then mukti by Chayanamabhas. Mukti meaning that you can do considerable in artha nivritti. That means freedom from material contaminations, which help us to become elevated out of the baser modes of nature, tamogun and rajagun, and help us to become situated in goodness, at least starting with goodness, and by the mode of goodness influence, it's possible for our Abhas Nam Bhajan to become steady, fixed up on the Nishta platform. So therefore, the clearing stage is an important stage in our gradual evolvement to the platform of convincing Krishna that we're, by our steady, determined efforts to do Nam Bhajan, to elicit Krishna's merciful descent into that vibration, that form. Just like Krishna doesn't have to descend into the form of the murti. You go to the murti wala, you buy a murti, you might even go through the motions of making a nice altar and getting all the paraphernalia and nice fruits and flowers and whatever, you know, and even perform the pran patishta of the murti, you know, to beg Krishna to appear, to accept our services, you know, as the archa-vigraha. But Krishna doesn't have to appear if he doesn't want to, and he can also disappear if he so chooses, because he's Swarat. So similarly, Nam, that sound vibration, Namakshara Namanahi. Namakshara means the alphabetical arrangement, which appears to be the name, but that is not the external arrangement of the alphabets of Nam, doesn't constitute Nam. That that may be a sound form, just like any sound, there can be material sound. The offended name, according to Srila Prabhupada, is none other than mayic, mundane sound vibration. It is not a spiritual sound vibration at all, even though it sounds like the name Krishna. Sounds like Hare Krishna, but it's not, you know, Shabda Brahman. And so similarly, you know, if one's chanting, you know, Namavas, that also is not exactly Shabda Brahman. It's not directly Krishna. One can become gradually freed. One can become situated in the in the steady practices of Nama Bas Bhajan on the clearing stage. It is a sound form, but you know that's like our going through the motions, getting we're taking the murti, the sound murti, from the murti wala shop of various alphabets and making our alphabetical arrangement in the form of a sound murti, and we're putting it on the altar of our tongue, hoping that Krishna will come, you know, by our heart's desires. Our heart's desperations, our ardent longings, and our determined, you know, steady efforts to beseech the mercy of Krishna Nam to appear, to accept that sound form as his transcendental body, you know, to accept our services, to dance on our tongue. That is Krishna Nam. We can't force Krishna, and even if we by Krishna's special mercy upon fallen wretches like ourselves, even if he agrees to appear to accept that sound form, he doesn't have to stay there. He can disappear also. Just like when Krishna called the gopis to Maharas. You know? And then, you know, after enjoying a little while, he disappeared from their midst and created, you know, incredible anxiety in them. And then when he reappeared, he explained why he sometimes makes his presence scarce, so as to increase the anxiety, just like Dhruva Maharaj, Narada in his previous lifetime, remember in Bhagavat, there's the description of how he was meditating and Vishnu appeared in his heart, and then Vishnu disappeared from his heart, and then he was disturbed and he opened his eyes and there was Vishnu directly in front of him, and then he disappears. And then Vishnu speaks from the sky telling him that you know, I regret to say that I'm only going to appear to you this one time. So, you know, many of us will be lucky if in this lifetime we even once chant Shuddha Nam. You know, and then he disappears again to increase our anxiety to attain him, our desperation to attain the merciful service, the merciful darshan of Shuddha Nam. But one thing we should know, and this is what I was originally going to say, one thing we should know is that according to Hari Bhakti Vilas, the way to install the deity, you know, there's so many rituals and whatnot that are observed in the deity installation. But Hari Bhakti Vilas says that the only way to install the deity, there's only one way of installing the deity in Kali Yuga. And that's by the performance of Nam Sankirtan. By the performance of Sankirtan. Now the deity can have, there's different types of deities. Some deities are made of wood. Some deities are made of stone. Some deities are made of metal. Some deities are made of jewels. Some deities are made of paint, you know, painting a picture, whatever. And there's also deities in the mind. But there's another kind of deity also, and that's the sound deity. So if you actually want to install the deity of the holy name on the altar of your tongue, then the recommended way of convincing Krishna that you really want him to appear is to get together as often as possible, as many devotees as possible. Prabhupada said, the more devotees, the better the kirtan. Perform Sankirtan Yajna regularly. And not just officially filing in and out to get it over, you know, the morning program or whatever. Giving some lip service to, well, yes, Sankirtan. No. Spend extended hours. Get together, you know, in the evening time, especially if you're working or whatever, you may not be able to do it all day long. But I can show you a letter in the folio where Prabhupada has told that this program of getting together, distributing prasadam, engaging in Krishna Katha for some time, and then engaging in Sankirtan Yajna for 3 hours every evening, 3 hours together every evening, must, he says, he uses the word must be instituted in all of our centers around the world. But is anyone doing it? Is anyone even aware of that letter? Oh, no, it's not a letter. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita, in a purport of Chaitanya. Everyone has to, you know, how many people have read Chaitanya Charitamrita? Have you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, any of you? Srila Prabhupada's purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita? You know. But, you know, it's like all of Srila Prabhupada's disciples and everyone who is, you know, associated with the Krishna consciousness movement should certainly, if you want to know what is Chaitanya's, you know, the Gaudiya Sampradaya, then you must read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And you'll find in Chaitanya Charitamrita a very important instruction that this system, he says that if one has wealth, just like Prabhu is inviting us for doing kirtan in his home, then one should invite the devotees and in the evening hold some katha, just like we're doing now, holding a little katha. But what is the use of the katha if it doesn't point to the prime process by which you're going to get prema in this age of Kali, Nam Sankirtan? So we hold katha in order to convince ourselves and everyone else involved to take shelter of the process of Harinam Sankirtan in this age of Kali. It's the only dharma for every jiva in this Kali Yuga, not in this Kali Yuga, for all of eternity. The only dharma is Nam Sankirtan. That is the supreme jiva dharma of every soul, is the Ucha Kirtan, Krishnot Kirtana, Ut Kirtana, means loud chanting, and Nartana, what is it? Krishnot Kirtana? Gana Nartana Pano. Dancing, singing, dancing also, just like some of the gopis were dancing. And some of them were, you know, doing the musical accompaniment. You know?
So Nam Sankirtan is comparable to Rasa Leela. Japa is like Nikunja Seva. And Nam Sankirtan is like Rasa Leela. So, what is the speciality about Rasa Leela that whets Krishna's appetite for more intimate, sequestered, loving services in the Nikunja? What is the speciality? The speciality is very simple to understand. Anyone can understand it. If someone gives up his egocentricity enough, gives up the separatist mentality enough to come together in the Rasa Leela Sankirtan performances, to cooperate with each other in an endeavor to share Krishna with each other, or to conjointly cry out as loud as possible, is a louder voice, a voice that may more likely be heard in Golok Dham. Golokera Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. Nam is descending from Golok Dham to dance on our tongue. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. The avatar in this age of Kali, who does the Vinashaya Chaduskritam, who does the Pritranayanaya Sadhanam, who does Dharma Samstarpa. What Dharma? Nam Sankirtan Dharma. The Yuga Dharma. This Dharma. There's only one Dharma. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, in one of his essays, has written that to the extent that one disbelieves that all wants can be fulfilled simply by performing kirtan of the holy name of the Lord, to that extent one is atheistical. One is an atheist to the extent that one disbelieves this one point, that all wants can be fulfilled simply by performing Nam Sankirtan, simply by performing this Jagya, this Yuga Dharma. Nam Sankirtan. That means all wants, both material and spiritual. The Japati problems will be solved. Your liberation problems will be solved. And the ultimate necessity means the ultimate prayojan, the ultimate requirement of the soul to experience that love which the soul cannot actually live without. Everyone is looking for love. Everyone is looking for Krishna's love, that love. But how to get that love? How to turn his benevolence toward us? In Kali Yuga, Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. There's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way than the performance of Nam Sankirtan. So at least if we're, even if we're on the Namabhas platform, if we're on the Namabhas platform, that's a good start. Because at least the Namabhas platform means that you're not, you know, after your ulterior motives. You're setting your ulterior motives aside. Akama, sarvakama, mokshakama udarati, tivrena bhakti yogina. Tivrena bhakti yogina means bhakti. What bhakti yogina? In Kali Yuga, that bhakti yogina. There's only one anga of devotional service which is viable in this Kali Yuga. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, out of pancha anga devotional service, there's five different kinds of devotional service, which are supremely powerful in the matter of generating bhava within the heart. That is Dhamvas, Sadhu Sangha, Srimurti Premaseva, Bhagwat Shravan, and Nam Sankirtan. Of all these are the five most important among 64 items of devotional service listed in Bhaktivinoda Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. Among these, Nam Sankirtan is supreme. Without performing Nam Sankirtan, the other angas of devotional service, meaning Sadhu Sangha, cannot be complete. Bhagwat Shravan cannot be complete. Srimurti Seva cannot be complete. And even Dhamvas cannot be complete without performing Nam Sankirtan. And he goes further to say that even if one only performs Nam Sankirtan and does no other activities in devotional service, if he doesn't live in the Dham, if he doesn't do the Archana, if he doesn't have any other Sadhu Sangha, this is the supreme form of Sadhu Sangha, is Nam Sankirtan. Coming together and loudly chanting and dancing. It's the supreme form of Sadhu Sangha. By that Sadhu Sangha, one will definitely, sooner or later, when Krishna sees our struggle, the one finger, the extra endeavor, not the ordinary endeavor, just, you know, the ritualistic, you know, filing in and filing out of the temple programs. That's not enough. Krishna wants to see the extra endeavor. Coming together every evening, for 3 hours every evening, as many devotees as possible. Sometime in one man's home, sometime in another man's home. Whatever. Or at the temple, if they allow it. If they don't allow it, then we're not going to wait for them to wake up and understand things as they are. We're going to get together and we'll have our own temple, or we'll go out on the street and do it. We make our own house our temple. You know? Don't wait for the managers to get it together. We'll manage our own affairs. Grassroots revolution. Nam Sankirtan revolution. If you want prema, then that's the way to do it. Perform Nam Sankirtan. And by loudly chanting, then you can hope that Krishna will be, let's say, induced by seeing our selfless, you know, cooperative effort to help each other get the mercy of the descent of Sri Harinam Prabhu on our tongues. Then you'll see your japa become a very profound and tasty experience. Because Krishna will lift the veil of yoga maya and allow you to see him in all of his sweetness and beauty. Allow you to actually taste the nectar of the holy name in ways that you can never hope to gain simply by the separate endeavor to perform Nam Bhajan in seclusion. The six Goswamis, they had their Nirjan Bhajan going also, but that's not all they did. They got together and performed Sankirtan daily. Loud chanting. Krishna Utkirtana, Krishna Utkirtana, Gananarta. Chanting and dancing. They were chanting and dancing in Premanam Sankirtan on the platform of Mahabhav. You know, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be absorbed in Premanam Sankirtan. Of course, we don't have the spiritual body, so we can't,
sustain Mahabhav with these sadhak deha. But at least we can come to the platform of bhava. There's no excuse for remaining a neophyte on the material platform. There's no excuse. All the facility is there for every one of us. Simply, we have to be allowed to see what facility there is. What is the instruction of our acharyas? Simply by performing Nam Sankirtan, you get all the benefit of all other angas of devotional service without any separate endeavor to perform any of the other angas of devotional service. And what is the benefit of all the other angas of devotional service? Is it to have a house, a car, and a color TV, Jai Jagadisha Hari? Is that the benefit of performing devotional service? The benefit that we should expect to get by performing any other anga devotional service or all other angas of devotional service is prema, because that's our prayojana. That's our actual necessity, is prema. And it can be done, and it must be done. But in Kali Yuga, there's only one way. There's no other way. All the other adjunct dharmas or angas of devotional service become meaningful when they help to support one's absorption in the mukhya dharma, the main anga, Nam Sankirtan. And if they distract you from your performance in Nam Sankirtan, if anything distracts you from your performance of Nam Sankirtan, then that is considered as an anartha, even if it is an anga of devotional service. Just like some people like to hide behind the dress of the deity. This is a disease that I used to have a little. Hide behind Radharani's dress. But the real thing, our deity worship will be successful if our deity worship serves to inspire us to do Nam Sankirtan for His pleasure. The highest worship of the deity is the performance of Nam Sankirtan. The highest sadhu sangha is the performance of Nam Sankirtan. The conclusion, according to Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that the culmination of all that is to be taught and all that is to be learned from the scriptures is the congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna. That is the culmination of all knowledge. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. Have we not heard that before? So I know I'm preaching to the choir, but we have to reinforce. We have to reinforce. Because sometimes we have to refocus and refocus and refocus our human energies on this performance of Nam Sankirtan. The conclusion of the Bhagavat is the performance of Nam Sankirtan. And the highest aspect of Dhamvas, just like my preference is to live in the Dham. Why? Because I know that I get 1,000 times the benefit of my performance of Nam Sankirtan by doing it in Sri Vrindavan Dham. That means fast track back home, back to Godhead, mind you. Fast track back home, back to Godhead in this one lifetime. I'm going back home, back to Godhead by performing Nam Sankirtan in the Dham, where I'm getting 1,000 times. Of course, anywhere where there's even one Tulsi plant, according to Tulsi Mahatmya in the Padma Purana, is as good as Vrindavan. But you should know that where there's thousands and millions of tulsi plants, you know, that's not as good as Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan. Prabhupada told one time in Mauritius when he was traveling in Mauritius, and there was one auto accident, and he cut his knee. And then he was expressing to some of the devotees, because the devotees were telling him that there were many devotees who were waiting for his arrival in South Africa. And Prabhupada expressed his lack of desire to do any more traveling, saying that traveling is very dangerous. I can leave my body at any moment, you know, because there can be an accident or whatever, and how will I finish my translation of Srimad Bhagavatam so that the fools and rascals can understand, you know, because he hadn't gotten to the 11th canto yet, where, of course, he explained it, you know, in so many other purports, but, you know, Krishna Varna Tusha Krishna Sango Pangastra Parshanam Jagyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. Enough Sumedasaha, enough good brain substance to understand that we're fallen conditioned souls and we need to take shelter of the process which is most recommended for the fallen conditioned souls by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nam Sankirtan. The whole purpose of the Bhagavad is to point the way to the performance of Nam Sankirtan for getting Krishna Prema, so you can also enter into the Rasa dance, enter into Radha and Krishna's pleasure pastimes in the realm of Braja. So at that time, Srila Prabhupada said about all the other temples that he was supposed to be traveling to, he said that all of my other temples are home away from home. He says, but Vrindavan is actually home. There's a difference between home away from home and home. And those who come to Vrindavan and spend time in Vrindavan and perform Nam Sankirtan and chant their japa, try to understand. I'm encouraging you, and it's my duty as a Brajbasi to encourage you to come to the Dham as often as possible and spend as much time as possible in the Dham. You're so close. There's many Brajbasis who commute daily to Delhi, you know, for work, like fools. But you should know that how it is that the cowherd boys were able to play with Krishna and, you know, take lunch with Krishna face to face and eye to eye. You know, that's described. Sukadeva Goswami answers Parikshit Maharaj's question in the Bhagavatam using the term Krita Punya Punya. That heaps and piles of pious credits going in one's transcendental bank account. You've heard about transcendental bank accounts, I'm sure. And that we have to accumulate more and more of this Bhaktiunmukhe Sukriti in our transcendental bank account. There's a Gyata Sukriti, perhaps in previous lifetimes, but there's also Gyata Sukriti. And not just any kind of Sukriti. Sukriti which gives rise to prema bhakti. Krishna indriya priti yachcha hari premanam. That anukulina krishnanushilanam. That favorable, you know, service disposition. Prema bhakti. So Nam Sankirtan is the best method awakening that prema in the heart. And it's the only method which is recommended in this age of Kali. It may be possible for someone to get prema by the grace of the deity, but it is very rare. So my duty is to encourage you to come to Vrindavan, because there, you know, any other place in the world is like running a treadmill. Sorry to say. But, you know, you're asking how to get, you know, can I describe, you know, what it is to taste the name? Well, come to Vrindavan and perform Nam Sankirtan in Vrindavan and see what it's like to taste the name. Taste the holy name. It's easier to make progress. Even you get 1,000 times the benefit of your Namabhas bhajan. That means you get 1,000 times the facility of clearing away anarthas, of clearing away material contamination, so that you can more quickly come to the spiritual platform, so that you can become a fit candidate for actually awakening prema bhakti in the heart by the grace of Shurunam. There's more chances. You're getting more facility. If we do Nirjal Ekadasi anywhere in the world, then that gives you the benefit of 24 Ekadasi vrats. Benefit means so much. Bhakti Unmukhe Sukriti, giving rise to bhakti. Ekadasi is considered the mother of devotion. But if you just once see Govardhan Hill, then you get the benefit of a crore. That means 10 million Janmashtami fast, which is worth crores of Ekadasi fast. Just by seeing Govardhan Hill. And you're not going to come and see Govardhan Hill? Take darshan of Govardhan Hill? And see what happens in your spiritual life? You're not gonna take advantage of the opportunity to get that Krita Punya Punya? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that. What is that punya? That is mercy points, mercy credits. It is not credits on the basis of what you do. You know, if it was left to us, our paltry little Nam Sankirtan or our paltry little Nam Japa, 16 rounds of effort, but we get 16,000 rounds of effort. 16,000 rounds worth of mercy point, mercy credits going into our transcendental bank account by doing it in Vrindavan Dham. And someone can argue that, okay, because I just read recently in Hari Bhakti Vilas also that actually Prabhupada said 1,000 times the benefit, but Hari Bhakti Vilas says that in Vrindavan, in Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, and Dwarka, that one gets 1,000,000,000 times the benefit of your chanting by performing your chanting in these dhams. 1,000,000,000 times. But then he goes further to say that by chanting in front of the deity of Krishna, one gets unlimited benefit. So if one's chanting in front of the deity of Krishna, either in your home, in front of Shalagram, or in front of the deity of Krishna in the temple, then one gets unlimited benefit. But I say that if you chant in front of the deity in Vrindavan Dham, you get 1,000,000,000 times unlimited benefit. And that's the kind of Krita Punya Punjo that we need for entering into the Bhauma Leelas of Krishna and dancing with Krishna and playing with Krishna according to our heart's desires, whatever rasa you prefer, according to your own intrinsic tendency. Some devotees will want to become cowherd boys and play with Krishna You know, some devotees will want to become, you know, motherly gopis and cradle Krishna in their arms. And some devotees will want to become fathers of Krishna. And some devotees will want to become servants. And, you know, a few rascals like some of us, you know, will want to dance with Krishna in the Rasa dance. Or at least play the musical instruments. You know, and sing for them while they're dancing. But I'm personally convinced by all of my studies of all the shastras, all the acharyas' scriptures, and I've gone through most of them many times. I'm personally convinced that Srimati Anangamanjari will come while I'm playing the musical instrument. She'll come and grab me by the hands and drag me into the circle of the Rasa dance, to dance by her side and dance by Krishna's side. And Radharani will be smiling. And how am I going to get there? By performing Nam Sankirtan and Sri Vrindavan Dham at the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar. That's how I'm going to get there. And you're all invited to come with me. But you have to come and help as often as possible. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hey!
Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 H